As school starts over the next few weeks, some Republican state lawmakers are banning mask mandates in the classroom. In Florida, school districts are fighting back, even though they risk losing state funding. And in Arizona, 8 districts have defied a new state law banning local mask orders. They voted, some unanimously, to require teachers and kids in masks on campus. Joining us now is Chad Geston. He's superintendent at one of those districts, the Phoenix Union High School District. Chad, good to speak with you.
Great to speak with you, too. Great to be here this morning.
Glad to have you. And your district was the first in Arizona to push back against this state law. Tell me how you made that decision.
Well, we, from the onset of the coronavirus, when it first came to our zip codes almost 18 months ago, we made a very clear commitment to our community that we would do all we can in our power to protect them and focus on their health, safety, and wellness. And in doing so, we also made a commitment to protect them, and masks is an important protection for our community.
Your school is opened on Monday morning. What kind of compliance have you had so far?
It's been a fantastic week. We brought back nearly 30,000 teenagers and nearly 4,000 employees. Compliance has not been a problem in our system. In fact, we've talked to and interviewed many students and staff who said that they would do anything, including wearing a mask, to come back in person and stay back in person. We do not want to have a year this year like we did last year.
Is that right? You've had even no conflict with parents who might be concerned that the decision is counter to state law and counter to people like the governor, Doug Ducey, who says it should be up to parents to decide.
Yeah, no, as I said, we've had no compliance issues. That does not mean that we don't have people that don't like it. But we've also been really clear that we are going to protect our employees and staff, that mask wearing is required. For students and families that don't want to wear masks, we have a digital school, an online school, PXU Digital Academy, that's now closely nearing 1,000 students. And it's a great alternative for those who don't want to wear masks at the time.
Well, you are getting sued by one of your teachers, a science teacher, who says that your mask mandate is against the law. And technically, isn't that teacher right? I mean, what kind of consequences here are you prepared for? And do you think this mandate will hold up?
Anytime we make a really big decision, we look at all the implications. And in this case, we look at the legal implications, but also the human implications. I know on one hand there's the law, on the other hand there's lives, and we have said from day one that we will always pick our people, choose our people, and put them first. And in terms of legal consequences, obviously we feel very comfortable with the decision that we made. I trust and value the guidance from our legal team, and we feel like we're in really good standing and very confident in our decision.
And the defiance started with your district, but now in the past few days, a half dozen or more other districts have joined in. They've implemented similar mask mandates. Do you see an advantage not being the only district out there pushing back against this law?
Well, from a legal perspective, I'm not sure. But what I can say is that we are proud of the districts that have come out to say that, you know, following guidelines and science is really important. Many of those districts that have come out are right here in our footprint. And what I also know is that the school districts, whether that's superintendents or governing boards that have said masks will be required, are in zip codes that have higher substantial spread. And I trust that they're making decisions in the best interest of their local community.
I'm looking around the state of Arizona. Already some schools that have opened have had significant outbreaks with this Delta variant. Some have had to close already. So considering where things are going and have been going, and that most schools won't be wearing masks because of this state law, what do you think the next few months will be like? I mean, are you prepared for the inevitability that we're going to be back in remote school here pretty soon?
Well, we are doing all we can to not be in distance learning again. It's the reason why we made this commitment to masks. It's also the reason why we've become a vaccine leader, not just here in Arizona, but across the country. But I do share the same fear. And I share the same fear across the state of Arizona that we are about to bring back 1.1 million school children in Arizona. Most of those students are under the age of 12 and so do not have access to the vaccine. Statistically, the teenagers that are eligible, 12 and up, only half have taken it. which means 800,000 children in Arizona are about to go back to school or already in school without the vaccine, without the ability to require masks, and because schools often are crowded, without the ability to distance. We've taken away the top three mitigation measures in Arizona, and that's a recipe for economic, for educational, and personal disaster, and that's why we stand very strongly behind our decision. These are children, and we're called to protect them, not just educate them.
Have you had an outbreak this week yet? Have you noticed one?
Believe it or not, we haven't. Although we're large, we have sports and clubs, so inevitably we will. The only active cases we had were a couple of adult cases from the first week back with staff only. At this point, none, but we're also not naive to think it can't happen any day.
Chad Geston is superintendent at the Phoenix Union High School District requiring masks in school in defiance of the state law. Chad, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.